on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
It's been fun all month chatting about women's small businesses, some great stories, and we're learning a lot more about what the banking side of things can do for small businesses on the whole and women-owned small businesses. Jack Nick's been helping us through that journey. He's the Director of Marketing and E-Commerce at Republic Bank of Chicago. Jack, I stumbled over our words. I guess we lost our winning streak of having good segments, my friend.
I think we're going to rebound just fine, John.
I love that. Republic Bank supporting women's growth together. This week, I wanted to focus on some interesting statistics I read about women's businesses and how they relate to offering benefits to their employees and how they reinvest profits more locally than male-owned small businesses. Now, this is, again, painting with a broad brush, Jack. That's to preface this whole conversation. No, it's not a one-size-fits-all. But have you noticed that in dealing or researching this, that women offer better benefits to their employees and often give back more to their communities?
They do. It's proving out, as you suggested in the numbers. The Small Business Administration has numbers that suggest exactly that. Harvard Business Review did a study in 2024 that found that women entrepreneurs, 90% of them say that the number one reason they started a business was they wanted to make a positive difference in their community.
90%.
90%. 9 out of 10 that participated in this Harvard Business Review. They didn't say profit. They didn't say to take over the world. They said to make a difference in my community. And I think it's that kind of thinking, that kind of approach that kind of turns, you know, the business model that maybe so many of us are familiar with kind of turns it on its head and really gives people a reason to, I think, look long and deeply at these women-led businesses and how they're shaking things up and approaching things a little bit differently.
It's interesting. We've had a lot of conversations on the show about a leaked memo from AT&T about how loyalty was dead in companies and employees shouldn't expect more from their employers than a paycheck. And I'm making no value judgment whether that's good or bad or anything in between. I just found that interesting. And I think that women, especially small businesses, I was reading a World Bank study, and it showed that women owners often define success more broadly. They don't just maximize profits wherever possible. They want to balance and have relationships, and they actually are more willing to perhaps accept slower growth in exchange for more flexible, sustainable operations. Now, some people might listen to that and go, well, slower growth, that's not how you run a business. But maybe the exchange for flexible, sustainable operations will allow a business to survive longer and ultimately make more money and help more people out in the long run.
Absolutely. Kind of a bad analogy here, but I certainly was not built for a sprint. I'm more of a marathon guy, and even that is kind of silly. But I think when you apply that to how people approach their business, I think I'm a believer that slow and steady will win the race every time. And that's what, as a banker, the lenders I work with, the bankers I work with, they're looking for not necessarily slow and steady, but they're looking for consistency. They're looking for strength that builds over time. It's if you're a flash in the pan, it's going to be really hard for you. Obviously, I mean, hence, you know, the cliche itself, but it's going to be hard for you to get the funding and the things that you need to go anywhere. But slow and steady and unique, it's going to get you to the finish line, and it's going to get you there successfully.
Yeah, it's interesting. We talk a lot about angel investors really favoring male-owned businesses. It's gotten a lot better, but it still is like 2% or something like that go to women-owned businesses. And I wonder if, you know, the quote-unquote angel investor who's looking for that quick return is more, I mean, that might play a part in the equation, but a banking institution, a place that is looking more conservatively for long-term growth that lasts for a while, maybe that's why it's easier for women than it used to be to get those loans to work with a Republic Bank of Chicago.
I believe so. Wholeheartedly, I believe that is the more any business, but certainly a woman's owned business can prove that what they're doing is indeed sustainable, is differentiated, does fulfill a gap in the market. Those things are going to pave the way for that business to get what they need and to grow and to succeed.
I was reading something from the World Economic Forum on this about women-led enterprises, and they say, quote, women do the heavy lifting in local economies. They are more apt to hire locally, to reinvest in the communities, and foster inclusive growth. Again, broad brush here, but I think that they're, I mean, that kind of jives with a lot of the business owners we've had on these programs who often lead by talking about the change that they are instituting in their communities, big or small.
Absolutely. Again, you know, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that women entrepreneurs still encounter some challenges in getting the funding and the investing they need to start their businesses. When they're ready to pull the trigger and get that business going, a lot of times they have to look inwardly to their own finances, but then they also have to look into the community as opposed to some of the traditional channels where it might be venture capital or traditional bank loans.
Like GoFundMe, so, like reaching out and saying, hey, help me out.
Absolutely. You know, and there are so many more programs today and things to help the woman entrepreneur. We still have a long way to go, but things continue to get better because the business community at large is recognizing the tremendous impact that these entrepreneurs have on life, on the community, on everybody that they employ. I love these conversations because for me, it's eye-opening and inspiring. What they do, leveraging community, leveraging everything that's available to them and approaching it differently.
And that's what we're celebrating all month long. rbankchicago.com, the letter R, bankchicago.com, to learn more about all that you do at Republic Bank of Chicago. Jack, I'm glad we got 2 more weeks of this. 5 Wednesdays in October. We're going to make the most of them, Jack. Take care.
You too, John. Thank you.